Water will be the focus of a series of large-scale art events this summer by Mountain Time Arts. The Gallatin County-based public arts organization will use a recently awarded National Arts Grant to fund a summer-long celebration and discussion on water. Artist and architect Jim Madden says skyrocketing growth in Gallatin County brings attention to the challenges of population growth and increased water usage.
Bring water from the sort of this background that we've got plenty of it. Bring the awareness of water and our dependence on it more to the forefront of people's minds.
Madden is one of the founders of Mountain Time Arts, which is organizing this summer's events. Dee Dee Taylor is a fellow co-founder. She says the art is to inspire us to be good stewards.
Our goal is to encourage people to conserve water and preserve the quality as well as the quantity of water so that we can be good stewards and send it off to other users.
Taylor says the art will begin in June with an event on runoff and conclude in September at the Headwaters State Park.
What we're doing is following the watershed, the Gallatin watershed, from spring snowmelt and runoff through a wetlands area, through ranch irrigation to the headwaters of the Missouri.
These free art events will include aerial dance, live performances, videos, as well as an original composition by an MSU composer. The funding for this summer's art comes from a $350,000 grant from the Art Place America Creative Placemaking Fund. Last summer, Mountain Time Arts did their first water art project called Flow. It featured a video by Mary Ellen Strom, another founder of the group. Kay Erickson for YPR News.